For the Love of Jane Austen. Miss Austen TV series delivers the love and loss fans know by heart. Because Jane Austen's prose is so elegant and clear, her wit so sharp, her comedy so dry, her irony so delicious, her observation so acute, her heroines so indomitable, her novels have lived on for two centuries. They offer a vacation destination for the mind, a world in which to luxuriate, rich in characterization, compelling in their plots, fascinating in their social historicity, lively and lifelike in their dialogue. Her books, published beginning in 1811, have the quality of seeming both of and ahead of their time, and they are particularly ripe for adaptation to the screen. Many readers see in them the roots of modern romantic comedy. And because there are only 7 finished novels, 3 of them posthumous, and 1 never submitted for publication, and because we are a species that always wants more, the ACLU, the Austen Cinematic and Literary Universe, continues to expand with sequels, pastiches, modernizations, and reimaginings. Austen's Letters. Miss Austen, a wonderful limited series, takes a biographical fiction approach. Adapted by Andrea Gibb from Gil Hornby's 2020 novel, it centers on Jane's sister, Cassandra, whose historical claim to fame, or infamy, is that she burned the bulk of Jane's letters after her death. It has many of the qualities of an Austen novel, though having to adhere to the facts of actual lives does steer some plot lines in a darker direction. The series runs in 2 timelines, full of parallel action and mirrored themes. In 1830, 13 years after the death of Jane Austen, Cassandra gets a message that the husband of the sister's late friend Eliza Fowle is dying. Cassandra rushes to their home, partly out of friendship. She is as good as an aunt to Eliza's daughters, Isabella and Beth, who, like the Austens, seem to be on a road to spinsterhood, and partly to lay her hands on Jane's letters to Eliza, in order to keep safe from future historians whatever reflected badly on her sister.